The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos in studio with me, Isabel David, Dr. Mike McFarland, and Autumn Warren. How's everybody doing?
Doing great.
It's actually Autumn Warren Connolly now, right?
Sure.
I'm out of breath. I literally was running.
You were running.
Down the hall.
I saw you.
God. Well, oh my gosh, I'm tongue-tied. Elfie got me all jacked up on caffeine because I just had a crazy weekend. I had a really crazy weekend. I've got this nice thing of espresso that Elfie, I did one shot and then this is another one that he made for me. But yeah, so I was talking to Elfie about Isabel Daniel being in studio and how she's this amazing yogi and microblader. That's the eyebrows for you guys that don't know what microblading is. And so Todd was sitting there, and Todd was like, oh, I've always wanted to get my eyebrows done. I'm like, you know what? And then Elfie said, well, we should do it on the air. And so I said, okay, come on down and meet Isabel. And so I think they're going to do it. If it goes through, Isabel will microblade Todd's eyebrows on the air live. So that'll be awesome.
All right. Is that here?
Yeah, here.
Okay.
Down the hall at the other studios. But what fun. Oh, my gosh, I'm out of breath. I've had a crazy weekend, you guys. I don't have my car again, Diamond. I hit a... I don't know if you probably don't know all my car history, Mike, because you're not here but I've basically blown out my tires three times now in 6 months, it's really costly, and it's all the potholes here in Dallas, Texas, and I'm not going to get reimbursed. I've already gone that route, so you fill out the report, and you think you're going to get, you know, at least a percentage of your cost back for repairing the car. No, because they have it worked out where, so they say, oh, no, we have a company that takes care of that for us, so you get a hold of the company, and then they tell you that they're not liable. So it's like this, I'm looking at, have you been through it before, Isabel?
Yeah, you know, they just give you the runaround.
Basically, yes. They give you the runaround, and so I don't have a car. So, again, I just got it back.
So frustrating.
New tires, had my wheels repolished, you know, because I'm, you know, when you've got a car with those kind of wheels, sometimes you'll go up against a curb and it just kind of ruins them. But I had my car completely, like, put back into shape, and then it happens. But you know what? I'm just happy that nothing worse happened. So.
That's right.
But I got stranded at night on a Saturday night by myself, not in the best part of town. In fact, okay, this is a crazy story. So where my car, I hit the pothole, had to you know, stop, you know, quickly because I could feel my wheel just like bam, 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 you know, hitting the pavement. And so I parked at, and a lot of people don't know where this is, but some of you will. I was at the stoplight on Henderson between Ross Avenue and Munger, just before Munger turns into Greenville. And actually, there's a Pizza Patron right there, which one of my dear friends, they own it. And so I thought, well, I'll call them first. Maybe they're there. And then I called the tow truck. Tow truck said it was going to be 3 hours. But here's the crazy thing. Like 28 years before Saturday night, it was a Saturday night. One of my first Saturday nights here in Dallas, Texas, after a long shift at Pizza Patron, and I was driving with Randy Finley and a couple of other people in the car on our way to Snuffers to go get a burger on Saturday night, and we witnessed two guys getting shot dead right there in the street where my car was parked. So when the tow truck driver said, well, it's going to be 3 hours, I'm like, listen.
This is not a good place.
I'm not in the safest part of town. There's a lot of homeless people around me. Not that I'm saying homeless people are all criminals, but it was just a really sketchy area. It really was. And I was kind of scared. And even though I'm B.A., I was still a little scared.
B.A.?
B as in bad, you know.
Oh, sure.
A double okay, grass snakes.
Right.
I mean, because I've been in shootouts before. I mean, I'm a pretty street smart girl.
You roll
let's
with
put it,
it
that way. I roll with it. But
with your basic shootout, you just kind of go with it.
But what are the odds, right? So like 28 years ago, that same Saturday night, that same creepy spot where I witnessed two people. And I really do think subliminally, that's one of the reasons I was freaked out, because normally I wouldn't get that freaked out. But, you know, I witnessed two people get shot dead in that same spot, mm-hmm. like I said, 28 years ago. So, yeah you're the shrink
scarring.
Here.
Yeah,
so what was going on in my brain, Dr.
Well,
Mike?
That could be triggering some traumatic experiences, you know, and it would be natural to be uneasy about where you were and maybe to get out of that situation. Very understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I had a traumatizing weekend.
But you live to tell the tale, and that's what's important.
But I live to tell the tale. That's right. And what an interesting life I've had. Such a rich life.
Yep.
All those great experiences.
Yep, yep. Last time I was here, you know, there was a shootout.
Was there?
No, I'm saying I'm quoting you, you know, okay. Like last time.
Well, we have so much stuff happen. I'm like, was there a shootout a month ago?
No.
It's Dallas, Texas, after all. Well, you know, we've got a great show lined out for you guys today. Autumn Warren, who's a regular now, All Things Autumn, on Mondays, is going to be, what are you talking? You're talking about making your own skincare products.
That's right.
I love that. Nice. And then Dr. McFarland, you're going to be talking about stop stress eating.
That's right.
I can't wait to hear about it because I do that. I did that this weekend.
A lot of us do. Yep. It's a common problem.
It is a common problem. And does it happen mostly late at night, doesn't it?
It can happen all day long.
Really?
You know, different people have their own routines about stress eating. So we'll talk about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I just gave it up. I think it was Saturday after I got home from the incident, when I finally got home, like a couple hours later. Oh, and here's the crazy part. I forgot this crazy part. So a guy that used to work for me and his wife just happened to be driving by. Okay, and they said, is that a blue Panamera? Is that Bernadette? Oh my gosh, that's Bernadette. Because by that point, the police had come and they had their lights all on behind me because I had to move. I was blocking one of the intersections, not the whole thing, but just one, you know, I was at the stop sign.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, but yeah, what are the odds that a guy that used to work with me would just happen to be driving by, and he and his wife, and we went over and had a beer, waiting for a couple of beers, actually, waiting for the tow truck.
A lot of coincidences that
I know. What's up with that?
I don't know.
That's crazy. So what interesting stories do you guys have? Come on, give me something over the weekend.
Nothing like that.
Well, we went to the opening of Bar and Garden, you know, that sells the organic wine and spirits.
Out.
Oh, you're right. Because I'm like, you're out of Ethel Elixir. Where's the cooler? Where are you? You guys are out. What do you mean you're out? Like you're
no. I'm out of whiskey personally. Myself, I drank all that whiskey.
Okay, all right. Well, you know what? They had this amazing punch recipe that had Applejack or something, some sort of organic liquor that's made with like one. Whatever, liter of it or one quart of it. What is that? How do you buy liquor? How do you buy it? Like the
by the liter?
Right. Is it by the liter?
I think so.
It's okay. So instead of like the half gallon or the quart or whatever, mm-hmm. you call it a liter, right? Okay. So, but it was the equivalent of 30 pounds of apples in this one thing of apple. I think I drank too much too.
Yeah.
You know, over the weekend from just all the stress because my brain isn't right yet.
So stress drinking happens as well as stress eating.
Yeah, I'm sure it does.
That's a different show.
Well, I didn't drink and drive. I was talking about yesterday when I was home all day by myself because I didn't have a car. All day. And that's not me. On a Sunday, I go and blow. Like, I get stuff done. I visit with friends. You know, I get out there and just get out there. And I was stuck at home all day yesterday. But Saturday night, I gave into the stress eating, Dr. Mike, and I thought, you know what? Screw it. I got an Amy's bowl of the rice pasta with the kale in it and put it in the oven, and I took it to bed with me and ate the whole thing and fell asleep with a big old belly of carbs.
Sounds delicious.
There are worse things, I'm sure.
Brown rice.
It's good. Yeah, no. You know what? And I didn't feel bad because it was, I don't know, it was like 210 calories or something like that. And
that's one of the keys. That's one of the tip-offs that we're stress eating is, do we feel bad afterwards?
No, I didn't. I actually thought, you know what? I feel fine and got up the next
morning. Well, 210 calories, that's a snack.
Nothing.
Yeah. But it was so, you know what? It late at night like that, and you're all cuddled in your blankets. You got a bowl of hot food.
There's just something that feels bad about eating in bed. It makes you feel a little guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not necessarily worth it.
How many people eat in bed? Do you ever eat in bed?
Never.
Never. Oh,
Never.
My gosh. What's wrong with me? What about you, Isabel?
I mean, once in a blue moon.
Yeah, I don't do it very often, but it was Saturday night. I was... I was kind of, I don't know, kind of stressed out after all of that.
How
and
do
I
you
just,
keep all the pets, like, the pets from getting it? That would be my main reason for not eating in bed, not because I'm, like, I have great self-control, but because I feel like all my animals would just, you know,
well, I don't eat
me.
In bed a lot, that just that one night. I mean, once in a while, I'll bring a piece of cheese down
I
with
know,
me
but what
with
about
my
your
wine
dogs
or something.
Your cats?
You know, I don't, like, have a damn whole dinner or anything, you know.
I can't even eat at my kitchen table without my animals assaulting me for food. So.
Well, they do, but not so much. You know, they're well fed, so they just. Yeah. Not saying that yours aren't well fed. I didn't mean to imply that.
Finer, but mine may not be. Who knows?
Oh my gosh! Yeah. No, but yeah, I don't do it regularly. But do you? Okay, so who else here? Lexi, do you do it?
Always.
Good. Thank you for normalizing me. I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. I
can't
help it.
Oh, yeah. Just, you know, a piece of cheese. You don't even do cheese, Dr.
Nope,
Mike?
Nope, because, and we've talked about sleep, you know, challenges.
Yeah.
You want to treat your bed as really serving one purpose, primary. I mean, pretty much one purpose.
Well, maybe two.
And then, yeah, two. Okay, we'll go with two. Two purposes. And
sex and sleep.
Right. And it doesn't include food.
Okay.
And so when we add more
Are you
activities.
Sure? No,
well,
I'm joking.
Okay. There's a lot of variations there under sex. But yeah, when we incorporate other activities into what we view the bed, the purpose that it serves, it sets us up to not be able to fall asleep. But if we train ourselves that the bed is for sleeping or sex, then chances are that's all that we're going to do there, which is a good thing because
good
when
thing.
We're ready to go to bed, we know we go to bed, we sleep there.
Or we have sex there, one of the two. Mm-hmm. Or both.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Or sleep and have sex. Mm-hmm. Or sleep and then wake up and have some sex.
We could do both, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. We've got a crazy show coming up. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system. And if you're trying to eat raw and healthy, well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at SunWarrior.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Guess what? Charlotte's Web has done it again with their new hemp-infused nourishing body cream and balm. Their thoughtful formulation features beneficial botanicals to help support skin health and beautification. With vitamin B5, aloe, coconut oil, arnica, and shea butter to calm dry, itchy skin and support skin revitalization. And of course, all of the ingredients are sustainably grown, non-GMO, preservative-free, gluten-free, cruelty-free, and packaged in BPA-free containers. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Earth Day returns to Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Change happens here. For information, go to earthx.org.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit cwhemp.com. That's cwhemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I have Isabel Daniel in studio with me, Autumn Warren Connolly, and Mike McFarland. He is a PhD, and he's also a licensed psychologist in the state of Texas with a private practice here in Dallas. Dr. Mike provides individual therapy to adolescents through adulthood. He specializes in the treatment of anxiety disorders, obsessive compulsive spectrum disorders. That's short for the acronym for that is OCD. I almost said OK.
That's right.
OCD. You hear OCD all the time, you know, but
you
and you also deal with male body image and eating disorders. You can find Dr. Mike at McFarlandPsychology.com. That's McFarlandPsychology.com. Today, we're talking about what I did Saturday night, which is to stop stress eating. So I have to say, in my defense, Dr. Mike, I hadn't really eaten all day. And the restaurant that we went to grab something quick to eat, I put in the little, you know, appetizer that we had. And then I ordered something to go. Well, they forgot to make the to-go order. And then they started to get really busy and the kitchen was backed up. I'm like, forget about it.
So you needed to finish your dinner.
So I really was hungry.
Right,
you know, I really was really hungry. I hadn't eaten enough calories all day long because I was kind of saving it up for dinner, which I know you're not supposed to do. Other than I had a protein shake that morning, just like I do this morning. I always have my Sun Warrior protein shake. So I get some good protein in my body to keep my muscles nice and strong. So, but in today's society, you know, we have an increasing problem with overweight people and obesity. So what is the role of stress eating in this problem?
Well, it's just one of the challenges that we face as a society related to overweight and obesity. Of course, the numbers keep going up. As of 2017, 36.5% of adults in America are obese, and nearly 70% are in the overweight or obese category. Mm-hmm. That's a lot. That leaves about 30% that are in a normal weight range.
Right. Well, you know what just popped into my head is that, you know, we eat a lot of corn in this country. Corn is sneaked into so many different products, and corn is what they give cows to fatten them up before they take them to slaughter. So, I mean, it's not just when you eat, it's what you eat, too, that is heavily contributing to this obesity problem in America.
For sure.
Not to mention the genetically modified foods. We still don't understand.
No, we don't really
what
know the full
really,
implications
right,
of that yet.
Right. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of research that says that, too, leads to obesity and a lot of other disease and problems. So,
absolutely. Because with obesity, you get a number of health issues.
Right.
Diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, number of problems
all
that come
inflammation.
With that. Right.
But we're specifically trying to, you know, hone in on stress eating.
Right.
And you say it can happen all day long. So, like, would that be like someone who wakes up in the morning and, like, because I think of one of the worst things that you could possibly eat is probably a donut. You know, it's got all the bad oil. It's got the carbohydrate, the high sugar.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing good in a donut. There's nothing really good in a donut.
Well, there's the taste.
Delicious.
Well, yeah, there is a taste. Okay, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
And the sprinkles.
And the sprinkles. Okay, well, would you ever eat a donut, though, Autumn?
Hell no.
See, there you go. Okay, Isabel, how about you?
No, absolutely not.
I haven't had a donut, I'm not kidding you, in like, I don't know, maybe 10 years.
Wow. Yeah, well, see, I kind of hold on to the view that everything's okay in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're really dying for a donut, you can eat a donut. It's not going to make your blood pressure spike. Yes, you might experience high blood sugar momentarily or, you know, briefly, but doing that every now and then is not a big deal. Our bodies can handle those kinds of things. It's really if it becomes habitual that we develop a problem with something like that.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to deny deny yourself. If you love donuts, you know, make some time, kind of think about when you're going to allow yourself to indulge in a donut. But if you are stressed out or nervous about something and you think, you know, I could sure go for a dozen donuts, that's where we have the problem, right? Yeah. That's the stress eating.
And Diamond, you're in there smiling real big. What are you thinking?
Oh, I love donuts. It's going to be a while.
Are you eating one right now?
Well, you know, I still like my yummy food, you know, sure. 24 hours a day. I mean, except when I'm sleeping, but I make like my Bernie bars. I, even if I didn't, I would opt for something more nutritious or just better for my body because your health is so critical.
Absolutely. And when we start talking about stress eating, so there are multiple ways to address stress eating. First of all, we've got a lot of triggers and all of us are different in terms of what gets us to stress eat. You know, for some of us, we'll just stress eat when we're bored and we feel like we need to do something. You know, you describe how you're a mover and a shaker. You like to go, go, go. For a person like that, if they're sitting around at home with nothing to do and they're bored, they try to come up with things to do. And one of the easiest things to do is eat.
Yeah.
Now, the problem with that is eating serves a purpose for us, and many times when we're eating out of boredom, we're not serving that purpose, which mm-hmm. is to fuel our body. We're just trying to get some kind of stimulation through eating.
Well, and you can drink out of boredom, too.
Oh, absolutely. And people drink, and, yep.
Yeah, no, mm-hmm. yesterday no morning, I mean, I didn't really eat much all day long. I didn't, because I didn't have any food, and I didn't have a car to go to the grocery store. Mm-hmm. I went and got a veggie burger late last night with my friend Randy, mm-hmm. who came by to grab something that he needed that I was giving to him anyway. And so, but other than that, but I did open a bottle of champagne around 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and I polished it off last night around 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a whole day. You're talking about three and a half glasses of champagne mixed with ether elixir, I might add. And I put a little.
Now it's healthy.
And I put a little video out and spun the thing and made it do the boomerang, so it shook.
I didn't see it.
But you can stress drink too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. We're focusing a little more on the stress eating now, mm-hmm. but there are a lot of people. And actually, when you look at sex differences, and I just say sex versus gender, men versus women biologically, you find more men that are apt to turn to alcohol to stress consume as opposed to women who are more apt to be stress eating. Having said that, there are many men who also stress eat. So I don't want to say that they're not stress eating, but they're more apt to consume alcohol under stress.
Well, so I've got a really great question. How can I tell if stress eating is a problem for me?
Well, excellent question. There are a number of factors that are involved. So first of all, if we find that we're not really hungry and we're just eating, that's a pretty good indication that we're not eating because we need to. Our body doesn't need that fuel, but rather we're eating for some other reason.
Right.
And oftentimes it's stress eating.
Well,
it's
and carbs are so good, you know?
Oh, yeah. They're good. They're absolutely.
I mean, I had a bunch of celery and apples in my you know, boiled eggs and stuff like that in my refrigerator, but I went for the carbs, the mm-hmm. Amy's little, you know, rice bowl.
Yep. And some of that is habit, too. You know, we gear ourselves for, oh, around this time, I usually have a snack of, you know, a bowl of Cheetos or whatever happens mm-hmm. to be the thing that tempts you,
yeah.
or maybe it's ice cream or sherbet or whatever it may be that happens to be your particular temptation
mm-hmm.
at a certain time, if that trigger happens, you're apt to consume it. So our habits get the best of us a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, Len, Lexi was saying she polished off. What did you do? You drank?
Halo Top ice cream.
Yeah.
Chocolate chip cookie dough, and it's amazing.
That's my favorite all time.
Oh my gosh.
It's so good.
It sounds awesome. But, you know, we also need to look at if it's certain foods that we're looking for versus, gosh, I could eat anything. You know, if I found, you know, I'm so hungry, I could eat these frozen cranberries, you know, something like that, then you're probably really hungry.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, I just want some double chocolate chip ice cream, that I'm dying for that. Or maybe it's cheese fries. Sounds so good.
What triggers that in the brain? Like, what makes you want that, though? Is it because you're seeking pleasure that you're not getting somewhere else?
Usually, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and when you want something specific, you've associated that food with enjoyment. The taste is something that provides you with satisfaction. Oftentimes, there's a sense of contentment that comes along with satiety when you've eaten and you're satisfied.
Right.
And so certain foods hold way more than just the food itself. It's everything that you've associated with it. Memories, the taste, the environment in which you consumed it. And so all those things pop in your head and think, wow, you know what I could really go for is, you know, deluxe pizza with you name it, whatever your favorite toppings are. And mm-hmm. it's because all the things that have come along with that in the past.
Well, so how do we stop? What do we do?
Excellent question.
Chain the refrigerator doors at night?
Well, probably not, because you'll end up with the key and, you know, you can always unlock it. So that generally is not going to work. Although, you know, along those lines, what we can do is for things that are highly tempting, not very healthy, that we know trigger that habit, just don't bring it in the house. Okay. So we avoid bringing some of those things in the house. And we substitute alternatives so that when we do feel that urge to snack and stress eat, that we have some viable options that are healthy mm-hmm. and that we're not going to regret so much later. The next thing is start to pay attention to our hunger signals. So if we're snacking over a period of time and we're starting to notice that we're getting hungry or getting full, if we notice, you know, kind of think of a scale of 1 to 10, where 1, I'm starving, and 10, I'm so sick, I need to go into the bathroom and, mm-hmm. you know,
wow,
yeah, be overwhelmed. And what we want to do is shoot for a 5 or a 6, you know, and we don't. A meal should be more like a 6 or a 7. We never want to be stuffed. We don't mm-hmm. even want to be all that full.
Yeah, it's a worse feeling when you overeat.
It is. It is. And so, you know, a sign that we've overdone it is, do we feel guilty about it? You know, and we talked about Saturday night. You didn't feel guilty about it. Well, that's because your body needed it.
Yep.
You hadn't had a complete dinner. And although you called it stress eating, really, when you break it down, it wasn't.
Yeah.
You know, so we look for those situations where we're looking for very specific items. We eat too much of it. We end up feeling sick. We feel bad about ourselves. You know, another thing, if we find that we're going for the refrigerator because we want to avoid doing something, like maybe we got to pay bills and we're thinking, oh, you know, I'm not in the mood for this, but you know what? I sure could go for a fill in the blank.
Yeah.
A few cookies. You know, those Girl Scout cookies, they're in a lot of people's closets now. And so they're going for that and reaching for the cookies in the pantry. And those kinds of things are not good.
I love it. I just thought of an invention.
What's that?
I'll keep it to yourself. No, I'll tell you later. I think it might work, though.
All right. Okay.
All right, everyone. We've got a great show continuing on. That was Dr. Mike McFarland. You can find him at McFarlandPsychology.com, and you can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com. Stay tuned. We've got Autumn Warren and Isabel Daniel coming up next.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for calm and focus. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind. Perhaps by not using glue traps.
Jimi Hendrix, huh?
Yes.
Love
it. Purple haze.
All right. Yeah. There's some purple stuff around here. Oh, there's a purple bottle. Oh, my gosh. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly to my right. I've got Isabel Daniel directly in front of me. And I've got Dr. Mike McFarland to my left. Always great having you guys in studio. We're mixing it up here today. I like that. I really do. And all these things are related, actually. Well, I don't know about making your own skincare products, but you're a yogi, too. And so that's why we brought Isabel and
it's healthy.
In together to talk about yoga. And I really want to start practicing more yoga. I think it would behoove me in a lot of different ways. I'm so sick. I mean, I like lifting weights, but I'm just so sick of it. You know, I need something new in my routine. And yoga does make you feel like really, really good, as you guys both know. Isabel and Autumn are longtime practitioners of yoga. Is that how you say it? Or yogi?
Sure.
Yogi girls?
It doesn't matter to me.
It doesn't matter? Well, that's because you're so relaxed from doing
yoga. Yeah, I'm so laid back.
And we've got a nice PhD here in studio, too, Dr. Mike McFarland, if we need any psychological evaluations, right?
I'm here.
You're here. Mm-hmm. All right, everyone. So, you know, Autumn Warren is a self-taught vegan cook. She's a mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies. She's an animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, and she has written a children's book. She's also the inventor of Ether Elixir, one of my favorite mixers, and just, I don't know, it's like my medicine. I take it, I drink it like almost every day just to be sure that my gut is healthy, so I feel good, so I can do what I need to do every day. But, you know, you do all these like cool things. It's just like over the top, and I love it because but everything you do is so lovely. It's just really beautiful, the things that you do. And so, but you make your own skincare products. So, which doesn't surprise me, but let's talk about this because I do think this is important. I think it's very important. In fact, I just bought a bottle of Tara Mackey's, serum, and she's a yogi too. It's called, I'll have to put it on Facebook or something. It's cute little pink packaging, and it's this awesome serum. I've tried it first on my hands, and I have to tell you, it really is amazing.
But
it made a difference.
What's in it?
I don't have it with me, but it's got all these like beautiful oils and all this stuff. And Tara's really cool, and she's been on the show. She wrote the book. I'm trying to remember the name of her book.
It's Cured by Nature.
Cured by Nature.
Oh,
great
cool.
story. Great girl. Great book. But yeah. So she's like you. You know, she's a yogi and she's always making stuff. And she came up with this skincare line. So, but I'm interested in what you have to say today as well. So lotions.
Well, you know, I do believe in skincare products like that. It's just, you know, there's a cost factor to them because natural ingredients are going to be more expensive. They're more expensive for her to produce and ship and whatever.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, the convenience of it, you can't find them everywhere. You know?
No, you can't. So. And you know what? And a lot of these big companies, they don't have to tell you what's in their products.
Right.
And that's kind of scary in itself with all the overload of toxins that we have in our environment now. You want to know what you're putting on your skin.
Yeah, for sure.
And so lotions. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about some of the high-grade oils that you
use.
Well,
basically, in my life, you know, I'm a big cook. So I always have tons of different oils and different, you know, different things to put together in the kitchen that I use for just baking or cooking or, you know, for the pets or just random, you know, for healing and this or that. So it all kind of evolved like when my kids were babies, so maybe like 5 or 6 years ago. And I actually, you know, I'd sought out a really high quality, you know, free of everything baby lotion and was using it pretty religiously on them. And then I ran out of it. And it's like there wasn't a store nearby me that carried that same brand. And so like I looked at the ingredients and I was kind of shocked to even see that it had alcohol in it and water in it. And I was thinking, you know, I have the rest of these ingredients essentially just in my kitchen.
Right.
So it's actually a lot of fun. You can just blend things up in the blender, you know, a good blender, just a normal blender, or melt them on a pot on the stove. And you can put coconut oil together or cocoa butter together, olive oil together. Mm-hmm. And you can just come up with all kinds of different things to put on your skin. And most of them are essentially what you'd buy over the counter, but they're going to be free of the fillers.
Mm-hmm.
And they work just as well with way less quantity because they don't have the water or the drying agents like the alcohol in there. And they smell great. So like my kids, a lot of times I'll make theirs and I'll put vanilla bean powder in their lotion. So it's just coconut oil, vanilla bean powder. I put a couple drops of Manuka honey in there to antibacterial.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. So sometimes I'll put in a drop or two of a lemon essential oil and it turns into like a lemon vanilla bean stuff.
Well, and Manuka honey, I have to say, I know a little bit about it because Jill Lane, who has worked for Thorne Laboratories in the past, they have a product made with Manuka honey. They were one of the first ones to do it.
Yeah.
And it comes from New Zealand. And it's this special little bee that lives in New Zealand that produces this amazing honey.
Yeah, because of the tree that it's getting it from.
Well, yeah. And so, okay, you remember when I got the cat scratch fever, so I can't take antibiotics. That was one of the things that I used besides taking orally oil of oregano, soaking my hand in Epsom salt. And then the woman at a natural food store, Herb Mart, told me, you need to wrap your whole hand in Manuka honey and then wrap it up and just let it sit.
Yeah.
And, you know, I almost died. Like, I had blood poisoning. I did. And I almost had to be hospitalized because I'm allergic to antibiotics. So they would have had to given me antibiotics in one IV and antihistamine in the other and hope that, you know, it didn't go awry. But I never got to that point because the Manuka honey, I swear to you, healed my hand. Between that
it's
and
huge.
Everything else I was doing internally, which, by the way, I was taking ether elixir then as well, but there are so many ways to naturally heal yourself.
Yeah, there are lots of ways to naturally heal yourself. And once you kind of open your mind and, you know, I kind of have this thing. It's like, you know, we all take everybody else as being the expert on something. And I would much prefer everybody think of themselves as an expert. You know, if you look at a lotion and the main ingredient is coconut oil and cocoa butter, I mean, don't you think you can get pretty close to that on your own just by whizzing some things around in the blender?
Well, and you can use cocoa powder for blush. Did you know that? I saw I can't think of her name right now. Now, and she wrote this book. She's amazing. It's a French woman. She used to come on the show regularly. But she uses like stuff like cocoa powder to put, you know, on her cheeks.
Yeah.
And she's beautiful.
I just made some lip balm and I used beet. I shredded up beets and put it in there to make it pink.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What were you going to say, Isabel?
I forgot now. I'm sorry about that.
I love it.
But it is fun. I mean, you just look around. I mean, nature is where most of this stuff originated from in the beginning anyway, so it doesn't really have to be as complicated as most people think.
Yeah, people think that we as humans feel like there's, you know, so, like you said, oh, somebody's smarter than me. Not necessarily. And you, you know, use your own brain. I think of my sister, God bless her soul. She's been gone about a year and a half now, but she had this thing called her formula, and she was so paranoid because a couple of slicks from California tried to steal it from her. And it was this cream that she developed. She was always in the kitchen, like, just doing stuff, creating stuff, making everybody crazy stuff. And so, but she came up with this, what she called her formula to get rid of a scar that she had. And so it worked. It really worked. I don't know what was in it. She's gone. The formula's gone. But the point is, she created it herself, and it worked so much so that these guys from California were paying her a lot of money, but they tried to steal the company from her, and she got paranoid and bailed, and then it never came to fruition. But, you know, we're all brilliant in our own way. We
you know,
really
Manuka
are.
Honey's really good on scars, too.
Yeah, it like, might have had
really,
that in
really
it.
Really good.
She used to read all the time,
yeah.
You know?
I mean, you can find that knowledge, especially with the internet now. You know, you can come up with all kinds of neat stuff.
Well, what's this about adding niacinamide to witch hazel as a natural way to lock in face moisture? Let me hear about that.
You'll see a lot of serums will have niacin or niacinamide in them. And all that is I mean, it's a long word and it sounds real smart, but it's just
B6,
a B3.
B3.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so internally, it's a vasodilator, meaning it like encourages blood flow. But when you use it topically, it actually encourages cell repair. And it has this neat added benefit for somebody like me who is essentially allergic to everything. It locks in moisture. It creates its own moisture barrier. So then instead of having to apply a moisturizer like a coconut oil or a shea butter or something like that to my skin, what I do is I just take niacinamide and I put it into my bottle of witch hazel, like actually 100% witch hazel, not the stuff you can get at like a big box store that says witch hazel and is mostly alcohol, but 100% witch hazel. And then I put niacinamide in it and it locks in my own moisture of my own skin. So then my natural oils are moisturizing my face. And then at the same time, the niacinamide is encouraging cell turnover and repair, and it just, you know, it kind of
puts this in our newsletter. We're going to put all this in our newsletter.
Yeah, I make it for people all the time.
Well, and then Ether Elixir, it's so funny. So I know you put it on your face. You put your product on your face as a probiotic.
I do.
And we were joking about you were going to do your own face line and put probiotics in it, and Probulin beat you to it.
I know.
But because they just started carrying it in Natural Grocer. As soon as I saw it, I sent
But they didn't really beat me to it.
But they didn't really beat you to it because you're going to do it different, but you're still going to
do it better.
You're going to do it different. Yeah. And so, but I mean, you know, that's a great thing about living in America and the entrepreneurship that anybody can do anything if they work hard enough and put their mind to it. And you've got those freedoms, at least for now here in America. At least I want to believe that you still do. I don't know.
Sure.
But
I feel like I do.
Yeah.
Most days.
So, but yeah, we'll put it all in our newsletter. Autumn, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And we've got Isabel Daniel coming up. We're going to be talking out with Autumn, benefits of yoga for men and women. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Earth Day returns to Fair Park in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival. Plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future. Change happens here. For information, go to earthx.org.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Autumn Warren Connolly in studio with me, Dr. Mike McFarland, and Isabel Daniel. She has always had a great passion to make this world a more beautiful place to be. She is an esthetician, and she graduated from the Skin and Spa Care Institute in 2008, practicing and studying aesthetics. She's you're a Gaia Flow Yoga like master.
That's not a master.
Well, you know, I'm going to say master because I like saying that. But no, that's a huge program to get through.
Yeah.
Very prestigious.
I've been practicing yoga since I'm actually 18 years old regularly.
Yeah.
And I finally took the plunge. I found Gaia Flow when I moved to Dallas.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, this is the place I want to actually complete my teacher training.
Because
I was definitely like one of those students that was like, I'm a student for life.
Oh, you're a student.
Yeah, I can learn this forever. I don't need to be on the other side. So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? That's a good attitude to take about everything in life, actually, because we all are students always, always learning something new. Well, and you do makeup flashes or do makeup for Flashes of Hope, a nonprofit for providing photos for sick children.
That's
and
awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
Mm-hmm.
So and
terrific.
Yeah. And so you moved to Dallas to continue your lashing career because she met the partner of her life. She just got engaged 3 days ago.
3 weeks ago.
Weeks ago. I thought it was 3 days ago.
Yeah.
It's all still fresh, though,
yes,
right?
It's very fresh.
Yeah. Well, and your website is lotuslashandbrow.com. And we'll put you in the on the One Life Radio website for people that want to find you more easily that are maybe driving and say, what was that again? Because you know how you do that? What's
totally.
Up with that, Dr. Mike? Somebody can tell you
we
something.
We just can't remember everything.
You think you got it, and like 2 seconds mm-hmm. later, it's gone. And
short-term
you're like,
memory is tough. And if you're distracted with driving, that's going to take precedence.
Yeah.
It's hard to remember.
Well, you know, yoga has tremendous benefits. Everyone knows it. And not just for women. When people hear yoga, they think of women. And so many men are doing it now, too. They really are. So, you know, tell us some of the great benefits, you guys. That includes you, too, Autumn, about why you guys love yoga so much.
So for me, actually, one of the things that ties in with all of this is it brings me to absolute like presence and honesty with myself. And so whatever's going on the mat with myself and these poses or even the thought process of even trying to get to a certain place in my practice, that's kind of my ego stopping me from opening up to the other treasures that I can learn from the practice versus like, I need to do a handstand today or, you know, like,
can you do a handstand?
Kind of, yeah. But, you know, some days I can,
some days
I can't,
can.
And that's the journey.
And that's the beauty of it,
yes.
too.
And so,
you know, it's like anything else that we do. Some days you're better at it than others.
Yes, and accepting it and being loving about it versus judging yourself and judging others. And what the practice has brought to me is like absolute presence, being mindful, like we talked about with the food,
right,
and even the products, just being awake and being mindful of, you know, other people's time, being more present with self-care, finding that inner strength to even care for self so I can be present for others.
Well, and yoga's so nice because you get on the mat, you know, and you don't have to get fancy if you don't want to. Like you said, you know, you can just lay there and be in the present moment and you're going to feel better. Do you guys ever just do that? Get on the mat and just lay there and meditate?
Oh, for sure.
Of course.
Yeah. You've been to my warehouse, so where I make the kefir in that brew room. Like, it's always warm in there because of the heating panels and dark, and I'll roll my yoga mat out and just lay in there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, and it's such a good place to be. So, but there are so many true benefits like this. Okay. So it aids in digestion, right?
Yes. It aids in digestion. For me, it helps with the mind, with the focus, with healthy, happy thoughts. Everything is kind of connected. Everything in our body is connected. And I feel that we can learn a lot about that while being on the mat, mm-hmm, and giving the chance. A lot of times people say to me, I'm not flexible, I'm not good at yoga. And it's like, I'm not flexible.
Right.
You know, it's practice. And the flexibility in the body also translate also to the
mind.
Well,
yeah, and I mean, if you think about the body, we have all these joints, these muscles, these tendons. We're meant to twist and turn and move and get down and get up. And, you know, I read that, you know, yoga is fantastic for working your internal organs as well as your muscles.
Correct.
By just keeping them moving, like almost like massaging them, right?
So
okay, and the breath.
So the breath is the key for this practice of just, it helps the brain to let go essentially and be more present internally as well as externally, and awake. And mm-hmm, it's more as like Crystal Ray, she's one of the owners of Gaia Flow. She would say something like, it's like Sukha. It's like you're present, you're awake, but there's like a softness and like a patience at the mm-hmm same time. So we can be like gentle and loving, our highest version of self,
yeah,
essentially.
And it's amazing what it lets out. Because I remember the first time, I've told this story several times on the show, but my first time I ever did yoga, I did it with a dear friend of mine, Patty DiBernardo. And she's been practicing yoga for years. And she's like, well, Bern, you know, I got to tell you, you know, you might have a lot of emotions released. And I'm like, whatever. She's like, no, I'm serious. Like, you might cry. Like, especially at the end when we get done. I'm like, okay, you know, thinking, okay, I'm not going to cry. And there I was on the mat, like blatting my eyes out, letting all this emotion out. I have to tell you, it was the most amazing feeling in the world. It was like taking the best drug ever.
Yeah. So like, that's the other layer that has been my journey actually, is like when we do hip openers or heart openers, different parts of our body that we're opening, we typically have emotions stored in them, which is connected also to the overeating.
Right.
You know,
which leads me to my next thing. So it boosts your immunity as well.
Because
you're more at peace with yourself. And so you're probably not having the stress hormones, right? Mm-hmm. It's which hampers your immune system.
Absolutely.
Cortisol absolutely mm-hmm does.
We still have to walk through it though. We can't just avoid it.
Right.
Like, so we have to deal with the hip openers and deal with the tight things inside our body and feel those emotions and be okay with feeling them and move forward, or else it's going to keep showing up in our life regardless of what
right
it is.
Right. Well, and I also read that it boosts your brain power.
Yes. Strong core, strong mind. When we have a strong core, you know, it's connected to our mind.
How?
And we can make helpful choices.
It helps you to like solve problems?
Yeah. Like when we're working on our core, our stomach is our gut. Everything is our food, how we're digesting it, how we're expelling what's coming into our body, as well as with the breath, connecting, mm-hmm, you know, where there's tight areas, we could visualize
right
oxygen going to these spots.
Right.
And when we exhale, we can exhale the negative energy or thoughts or
yeah
feelings that are. So, yeah, the stomach is crucial, as well as being mindful of what we eat. If
mm-hmm
we eat like a bunch of food right before our yoga practice, we're probably going to feel it during it and not
yeah
at our best. But
yeah,
then lesson learned, you know.
Well, but in yoga also, because you are more mindful about your body, you don't eat as much. But as far as boosting your brain power, it says that it increases your headspace.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, increases your headspace and reduces stress. All good things. we're going to be out of time here. I got to give a shout out to our sponsors. Okay. Maybe we'll get together again in a couple of weeks like we did last time. So always great. Dr. Mike, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Everyone, you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, iTunes, and TuneIn. You can go to our website, onelifradio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter. We're going to throw in those skin recipes this week. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device and download the free iHeartRadio app to listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, the H Hemp Company, EarthX, Paleo Magazine, Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, Charlotte's Web, Crazy Water, the ISSN, and the Well-Being Journal. Everyone, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.